I'm Jeff Ruth. I am currently the president of the Nebraska Soybean Association.
What brings you to the Commodity Classic?
I am currently, as I said, the president of the Nebraska Soybean Association, and with that title comes some responsibilities while we're here. I currently chaired the subcommittee task force and the review of our domestic policy resolutions for ASA, and I also chaired this morning our state caucuses. We have a group of Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma that get together and review that same document and add changes, corrections, introduce new policy for ASA going forward into the 2012 year. Had to do some of those responsibilities, and then hopefully while I'm here we'll get to enjoy all the festivities that go along with Commodity Classic, the trade show, some of these breakout sessions, and all the great things that all the other Commodity Classic goers get to attend.
Tell me about the policy that came out of your particular caucus meeting.
There were a few that came out. One significant one was our support. It's just a proposal at this point to ASA that we support the Keystone Pipeline as well as other pipelines traveling through this country as long as they are placed in environmentally sustainable areas and done in an environmentally sustainable way.
Of course, the Farm Bill looms large, so this will probably play a big part of policy at the end of the week.
That's correct. Yeah, we inserted and edited into the document a very long list of priorities for our 2012 Farm Bill, especially for ASA, and the guidance and that we will take forward dealing with anything from trade policy to domestic policy to farm programs. It all is included in that document, and that'll be our driving force for our way forward.
So, Jeff, how do you feel about all this?
I think it's been great. I think we've got a real opportunity in D.C. with the Farm Bill to ensure some kind of a safety net for our American farmers. We are still unsure as to what size and scope that might be, but I have a really good feeling that we'll, ASA especially, will be at the forefront and right at the table when it comes to deciding what's going to happen with this Farm Bill.
What's your feeling on agriculture in general, where the Farm Bill is concerned, helping out with the federal deficit?
Well, I think agriculture stands to do its part. I think we've said that from the beginning, that agriculture is willing to make its cuts and make its contributions as long as it's not at a disproportionate level to everybody else. I think everybody throughout every program within the government has their ability to help out with the budget deficit, and agriculture is more than willing to do their part. We're trying to create a safety net for America's farmers that in the toughest times supports us, and in the good times we can manage ourselves. But I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get a farm bill. It may be in the lame duck session post-election, but I think we may very well get one in this year.
Tell me about your operation.
I'm a corn and soybean producer. I farm with my father. We farm about 2,400 acres of corn and soybeans on a no-till rotation. That's pretty much it. No livestock, but we certainly support our livestock industry. We live and help support a very large dairy right next to us by feeding them corn silage and then in turn using their manure for fertilizer on our farm.
So tell me about the whole concept of indirect exports through livestock.
Well, I believe that the livestock industry is extremely vital to our industry, and whether it's being exported to feed livestock in other countries or right here at home, I think the livestock industry is extremely important. I think we need to do everything to protect it within our own country and then do everything we can to expand it in other countries worldwide.